So why an exhibition on mental health?
Well, initially, around Christmas, I wanted to... I'd helped a lot of friends through mental health problems, and I was going to volunteer for the Samaritans at a time. And that kind of took too long to get back to me, and I was kind of like... I wanted to make a gesture towards helping mental health. So then I started kind of designing adverts, but in the form of illustration, just like some case studies and like some fictional characters, stories, focused around mental health. And then the idea just came to put an exhibition on, because I thought I wanted to make this gesture towards a topic that had touched many people that I knew's lives. And I think everyone kind of, the more people I spoke to about the idea, the more people had a take on it themselves, and they had their own personal story about mental health. I kind of wanted to make a gesture to, you know, contribute to the subject and open dialogue on it as well.
So what does the exhibition tell us about mental health?
The exhibition, it holds attention to the topic, and it opens up discussion about the topic. It's to be honest, it's more of a poetic response. It's like the artists that are exhibiting, it's their response to the topic. It might be their personal experience with the topic, or it might be just their view. It's mental health and the mind. I think the idea the perspective I came from is that it's difficult being human, and the mind is such a complex thing. And I think people can easily, I think it was destigmatized kind of mental health, and to kind of bring it into the open and let people know that, you know, they're not abnormal. Let's kind of sort of talk about this and make work about this, if that makes sense.
Sure, and there's a lot of stigma around mental health problems. Is that something that you've tried to kind of look at within the exhibition?
Yeah, in a way, yeah. I mean, not so solidly I've thought about the stigma as a separate topic. It's more just through the act of putting on the exhibition, I'm hoping to kind of maybe just strip that away a bit and to talk about it, not to be afraid of it, if that makes sense.
One of the problems with mental health is often when someone is diagnosed, they're then given a label.
Yeah.
Is that something that has come through in any of the art that's on display?
Yes, definitely. I think I can only really... I can't necessarily talk about all the art that's in there, because I've let the artists have their own response to the topic. I've tried not to hinder them, because it's quite a personal issue. But yeah, I think I'm kind of focusing on that just being is quite complex, that just consciousness is quite difficult. And I think everyone experiences anxieties or neuroses or mental health problems at some stage in their life, really. If they don't, I think that's kind of like, I'd like to know what they're doing differently. And I think that's the kind of thing is that there's a kind of label and a stigmatization, which is so binary and so like, you know, it just reduces, I mean, it reduces it to kind of like nuts and bolts of stuff and labels people and kind of slings them aside, when that's kind of not a real fair way of treating something that is completely natural and expected of kind of, you have the capacity to think, therefore you have the capacity to have anxiety or depression or any of these things. Like there are, yeah, I kind of feel quite strongly about the whole labeling issue. I mean, admittedly, we need words to describe. I believe that, you know, conditions do exist, and we need words to describe stuff. But I think it's easy to just throw labels around and kind of make people feel abnormal, like there's something wrong with them.
Do you think it helps that some high profile people and celebrities have come out and publicly said that they've had problems with their mental health in the past?
Yes, of course. Naturally, I think, because celebrities' voices are in the public domain, and people, to an extent, like will model on them by celebrities saying it's okay. like, I mean, Stephen Fry springs to mind because of his sort of bipolar sort of suffering in some cases, I guess. Yeah, I think it does help. I think it does help when people can see. I think when it's just in the public domain, I think it helps, because then you know that you're not alone, because it's easy to feel really alone with mental health problems. It's really easy to feel like, because there's only one person inside your mind, really. Well, hopefully, there's only one person inside your mind experiencing that moment. It's very personal. And for people to say, hey, and people, celebrities, their voices are louder than other people because they have the mass media to kind of throw it out there, For people to say, hey, you know, we've experienced this too, it suddenly helps people feel a lot more at ease with stuff and can help them to, you know, talk about it.